This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this first Sunday in Advent. Conducting our service today is the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We are thankful you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us again next Sunday here on this station.
Someone has written, "A truly thankful person is one who feels he got more than he deserves." That's what we're going to talk about in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you in this Thanksgiving week for the blessings that you have so graciously bestowed upon us. Those blessings that come to us spiritually, through our families, the physical needs that you have provided for us, the temporal needs, and now, Lord Jesus, we're going to ask you for one more blessing in the sermon today. Grant, O God, that as we find that blessing in your word, you may grant it to us, that truly we may at all times give praise and honor to your name. Hear us, we ask, in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 100th Psalm. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Here ends a reading of God's holy word.
Praise him, tell him his excellent reign.
Friends in Christ. Someone has said, a truly thankful person is one who feels he got more than he really deserves. You know, I like that statement because I think that there is, in most of us, at least there is in me, a tendency to think that I didn't get quite all that I deserved. That's the old sinful heart, isn't it? Something we think has been taken away that we should have had. But this person reminds us that a thankful person is one who feels just the opposite, that he has gotten more than he really deserves. Can that person be brave enough to pray, Lord, you've given me far more than I deserve, but would you give me just one more blessing? Just one more. And you could ask, well, what in the world would that blessing be? Well, before we get to that blessing, let's just stop and think of the gifts that God has given to us. Let's begin with our spiritual blessings. If you are a Christian, one who trusts Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, you know what a blessing it is to live with the forgiveness of sin. To realize every morning when you awaken that the slate in Christ Jesus is wiped clean, and you are His forever. To realize at the end of the day you have transgressed some of God's wishes and laws, and yet you confess your sins to Him, and His grace ever abounds, and you know that in Him you are forgiven. In other words, you live through night and day with that great, great assurance that your sins are forgiven. What a blessing. Another one that I think of so often when I see people denying the faith and wrestling with it is a great gift from God that He is the one who has created faith in my heart. And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, we know that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. It is the Holy Spirit working through that Word of God that causes me to say, Lord Jesus, I love you. That is not something that I have manufactured in my heart. This faith in which I trust Him for the forgiveness of my sins is not something that I have manufactured or someone has taught me. It has been created by God. What a gift that you and I can truly trust Him. To realize when we look at our lives and see how far from perfect they really are, that God is not done with us, that He continues to work with us, and that He says clearly in His Word that I who have begun the good work in you will perform and perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. If we live longer, it means that while we are here on this earth, our Heavenly Father is working in us. And perhaps next year, we'll be just a little more Christ-like than we were at the end of this year. But moving on, think of the gifts that He has given to us as far as our families are concerned, that we can love one another. Oh, sure, there may be times that there are trials. There may be times that there are disappointments. But we love one another. We come together and we hold up one another in the times when most needed. I so often run across the person in a nursing home who will say to me, you know, it's pretty lonely. We were a small family and now they're all gone. All my brothers and sisters, we only had one child and he died early. My husband left me not long ago. No one else. Good friends, to be sure, and I thank God for them. But oh, the family. Thank God for that family. Our physical needs. Our health. Yes, we know that sometimes there are aches and pains, especially when we get beyond that 80 year. But that is to be, isn't it? We have been told in God's holy word that the old tent wears out. And as it wears out, we know that there will be afflictions, and soon some of the basic organs will wear out, and that will be the end of it. Sometimes we say, oh, we can't remember. We just can't remember. And then we wonder if that is the beginning of some dementia. But we know that God is going to be with us and provide for us in some way. He has blessed us all these years with good physical health in most cases. Then there are the temporal needs, where we get all of the necessities of life. Plus, many of us get more than just the necessities of life. And we have enough for this whole world if we would only share it well. And no one needs to go hungry. And no one at all needs to be without medical care. It is only that we could be willing to share. God has provided it and told us to disperse it, and sometimes this has not always been done according to His will. Well, we could go on and talk about all of these blessings that He has given to us, but now we come back and say, Lord, will you give me just one more blessing? Just one more. And so you say, well, what is this blessing? And here it is. God, will you give me a thankful heart? As you gave me faith, as you gave me a Savior, will you give me a thankful heart? Because my heart in and of itself is not thankful. I am one who expects an awful lot. That's a part of the depravity of the human being. Give me, give me, give me. God, what I pray is that you will give me a thankful heart and make me a giving person. Notice what the psalmist says in that word that I read to you. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Now, in the Hebrew word, that word heart means the innermost part of the individual's being. It's the inner part of a person. So we could say to your spouse or to your fiancé or whoever it might be, I love you with my whole heart. That means that I don't love you superficially. I don't just love you when everything is going nicely, but I love you from the innermost part of my being. We sometimes say when a person has given us a lovely gift, I want to thank you with all my heart. Sometimes our thanks can be just a little bit superficial, can't they? We limit it to certain occasions when we say, thank you, God. Maybe at a worship service on a Sunday, a Thanksgiving time when the family is gathered and the turkey is in front of you. And for just a second, we say, thank you, God. Well, that's fine, and I certainly encourage you to keep on doing it. But I tell you, people, there is more to it than just that. A thankful heart means that that's our personality. That's our whole inner being. When you get together with a person, you can just tell, this individual is really, really thankful. As over against a person who never seems to have quite enough. No, it isn't that we just need to pray, oh God, give me that man or woman who is the light of my life, the one with whom I would like to establish a Christian home. That is a good prayer. It is not just asking, God, will you give me a few more years of good health so I can finish raising my family? That is also a good prayer. It isn't praying for the safety of our children, that nothing will afflict them, but that they will grow up to be committed Christians. How important that is. These are noble prayers. They are noble requests that we give to Almighty God. But we get back to that basic one, which seems to cover it all. Give me a thankful heart. For when I have a thankful heart, then I will reach out to God in praise, and it will include everything that I need and a lot more beside. Now, this prayer by the psalmist was prayed in some very, very difficult times. If you are following me in the Bible, if you turn to verse 9, he says, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed. He's a stronghold in times of trouble." A thankful heart is one that reaches out in the midst of trouble and says, "Thank you, God, for being my heavenly Father and Savior." We go through some pretty rough times, don't we? The other day when I was reading the newspaper, I came across an article telling me that Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of Senator John Edwards, has been diagnosed just hours after her husband's Democratic vice presidential candidate defeat. He was told that they were not going to be the president and vice president of the United States, for they had gone down in defeat. I'm sure that that must have been quite a blow. Well, they realized the odds that were with them or against them. But what a glorious thing it would be to be the vice president of the United States or his wife. And then shortly after, she had gotten the announcement that that was what it was. Her physician told her, "You have a cancer of the breast." Now, we're thankful that we live in a day where that can so often be taken care of. But we can't not avoid the statistic that about 40,000 women will die from that disease this year. For Mrs. Edwards, that must have been a very, very difficult time. And she could only say, "Thank you, God, at the end of the day for all of your blessings," if she had a thankful heart. The other day, I was watching the Iowa-Purdue game, the football game. Purdue was having a tough time. They had started out with such a brilliant season. They had a young man by the name of Kyle Orton. He happened to come from Altoona, Iowa, and our eyes were on him. He was a front runner for the Heisman Trophy. The Register wrote, "For Orton, what started as a dream season has become one that includes a pair of hip injuries, being scrutinized on every play, and pulled from last week's game against Northwestern. He entered the game with Iowa on November 6, no longer as a leading Heisman Trophy candidate," he thought, "but still a perseverance and an example for high school athletes who aspire to great success." He still had his chin up. Well, he didn't get into that game with Iowa. And the cameras flashed on him every so often. And there I saw a young man with headphones on going up and down the sidelines, patting his fellow teammates on the shoulders when they came in, and watching his team go down to defeat. And I can't help but believe that inside of him, that young man, Kyle Orton, would have said, "If I could only have been in there, Purdue would have won that game." For this young man to bow his head and say, "Thank you, God, for all of your blessings to me and the opportunity to play football before thousands of people," that kind of a prayer calls for a thankful heart. This Thanksgiving may find you in a situation where the going is kind of rough. But just remember this, if the Thanksgiving comes to you from the bottom of your soul, and somehow or other, you will say, "Thank you, God," and truly mean it. For the person with a thankful heart is not much of a complainer. He does not feel that the world owes him a living. He does not believe that he has been cheated. In fact, he is one who would be able to say, perhaps better than anyone else, I feel that I got more than I really deserve. He is the one who is momentarily stunned when shocking news comes, but you give him a little time to make the necessary adjustments to life. And that thankful heart begins to show through his personality. He's the kind of an individual that you and I like to be with. He's the one who is able to say, well, you know, we have had a lot, haven't we? So let's put our thoughts on all the good things that God has given to us and march on. Not only on Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving week, but all the time, knowing that it is from Him all blessings flow. At the end of this Thanksgiving week, may our prayer be, Lord Jesus, give me a thankful heart. That's the one more prayer that we need to pray. When that heart is thankful, then we will know from whence all blessings have come. Amen. Father in heaven, give to us thankful hearts. Not that our thanksgiving is something superficial on the surface, but rather it comes from our inner being. And Lord, today as we think of the National Thanksgiving Day, we pray that our nation may be grateful, that we may understand the gifts that you have showered upon us. But because we have all these gifts, the responsibilities that we have, help us to understand what that young senator said the other day when he talked about the immorality within our morality for letting people go hungry without jobs and without health care. God, we pray that we as a church may realize what you have given to us in the gospel, that gospel that tells us we are forgiven, that we have a heavenly home. May that so have invaded our hearts that we are anxious to share this good news with those who are round about us. Lord, we pray for those who are sick, those who are having a rough time. Grant that even in those days of real despondency, they may experience your grace and love with them. So come, Lord Jesus, and give us that one more blessing, that blessing of a thankful heart. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
As we conclude another Thanksgiving celebration, we offer our prayers and thoughts to God for our many listeners. May God bless you and those whom you love as you travel to your destination. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening family. Memorial and honorarium gifts are a meaningful way to remember a loved one. We are thankful for each of our listeners who remember Christian Crusaders with their prayers and their gifts. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is also available to be heard or read on the Internet. Hundreds of other Christian Crusaders sermons can be found in our sermon library. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.